Good morning. 7:37 a.m. Yes. 7:37 a.m. on May the 1st, 2023. It's a Monday morning. I'm up and at 'em here this morning. Got the morning maintenance taken care of. I got the haiku written. I got breakfast, at least first breakfast. I'll have second breakfast here in another hour, so probably around 9. Yeah, I'm still eating like a hobbit. I'm, you know, first breakfast, second breakfast, 11Z's, lunch. A couple snacks in the afternoon. Tea, dinner, bedtime snack. No, not quite that bad, but yeah, the mouth thing is, I can only eat so much at a time. Part of it is that my stomach is no longer the open vacuum of space, and much more like a thimble. So I eat a little bit, wait a little bit, eat a little more. And so far I'm not putting on weight. And it's still hanging right around 140, 145. 140. Be honest, 140. Oh, there's more clouds up here than I thought. I labeled the photo this morning clear because it looked clear. Now, I don't know if it was clear and it's just in the last 20 minutes these clouds have sort of coalesced, or if I just didn't look carefully enough, which is also possible. There's a lot of high thin clouds off to the southwest. So, Monday morning, new week, new month, new game. Oh God. I'm reworking the ending for Hard Knocks because as much as I liked it, I never was convinced it was the right one. I mean, I thought I was convinced it was the right one. And there's always that little bit of, is it? And part of the problem was that it didn't address a significant elephant in the room. And I think that was the issue. It didn't tell the story that it needed to tell. It told the story I kind of wanted it to tell, but not the story that it needed to be. So, yesterday morning, I did two potentially dangerous things. First, I installed Horizon Zero Dawn. I turned on the download and install and let it run while I worked on the ending of Hard Knocks for about an hour. And I pretty much have stripped out the troubling parts. And I just need to put in the new pieces and then deal with the continuity. But it was frustrating. It was driving me crazy. It was like, what is that? How does this, where am I, how is this, what are we? And after about an hour of beating my head against the wall, I went to look to see if Horizon Zero Dawn, which I bought, I think I mentioned, I bought early in the year. At the urging of a friend of mine, Paul Herring. PC Herring, some of you know him. And I bought it, but I never installed it anywhere. I never put it on a game. I don't think I ever played it. Well, if I didn't install it, of course I didn't play it. And I thought, well, I don't know if it'll run under Linux, because it doesn't, it's not Linux certified. But neither is House Flipper. Neither is Transocean, which is one of the games that I played when I had no brain. I played the first iteration of Transocean Shipping Company, which was a lot of fun. I got a great deal of enjoyment out of it, in spite of the fact that I could not remember my name. The brain cloud was thick, dense, cloying, horrendous. It was just, yeah, it was ugly. But I could play Transocean. That was fun. But a lot of the games that I have aren't Linux. They don't have the little Linux icon on Steam, but they still play pretty well. So I thought, well, what the hell? I'll install it. I bought it. I think I paid full price for it. And I thought, well, what the hell, give it a try. We'll give it a shot. See what it looks like. And promptly lost most of the rest of the day to it. So, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things that occurred to me over the course of the, particularly the course of the afternoon, was that my search for a new game was too limited. I was looking for something different, and I have to say the Stanley Parable is different. I'm not sure I like it. I get that it's supposed to be funny. Maybe I didn't play it long enough for it to be funny. Wow, strong whiff of coffee right here. I don't know that I'm close enough to anything to be... I think I'm close enough to Starbucks to be smelling it from here. So anyway, I think my search was too narrow. I think I was being too literal, too demanding, too narrow in my focus on what I thought would be a good game. There. And I have to say, I just enjoy the heck out of yesterday. And when I sat down, I coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. And I was coming up at 8 o'clock, which is, I have to take my pills and start thinking about getting ready for bed. I realized that I had only done 1 hour of writing. A very unsatisfying hour of writing at that. But somehow, over the course of the afternoon, it occurred to me what the answer might be. And I spent the next hour and a little bit just throwing words on the page. It was very gratifying. And I really like the new direction. I really like this new ending. It's much more keeping with what I think the ending should be. What the ending needs to be, as opposed to the ending that I wanted it to be. So that's cool. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about having a new game. Yeah, I'll go back and I'll finish. I'm sure I will go back to Ark Survival. This has been a habit with Ark Survival. Usually what I do is wind up going back and starting over. Yeah, I'm not going to do that again. I have too much progress to throw it out. Interesting question is, I wonder if that... I wonder if I can keep that character. But I can. But I can keep all the characters. Toss out the map and rebuild the map, but not rebuild the game. Anyway, I do have a doctor's appointment later. 11 o'clock. Well, I have to leave at 11 o'clock. Appointment's for 11:30. It's just a post-test checkup for him to tell me the results of the MRI that I've already read from the original radiology report. So it shouldn't be any surprises. There shouldn't be any great decisions have to be made. Just go in, have them tell me. Morning. And with any luck, I'll be able to get my writing time done this morning. Get the doctor out of the way. I'll have the walk gone. With any luck, I'll have this posted. Unless I forgot. And I can spend the afternoon with the machines. Beautiful morning. Oh, I see. The clouds off to the southwest were hidden behind the houses. As I'm getting closer and closer to my house, I'm looking back over my shoulder at the high thin clouds that I did not see earlier, and it's because there's a whole row of several rows of houses between me and the southwest horizon at this point. So it's no wonder I didn't see them. These new multifamily units are going up like gangbusters. I did see the for sale sign. Finally, it's gone up. $379,000. Three bedroom, two and a half bath, multifamily home. I'm sure there are people lined up just waiting to spend that much money on a multifamily home. Park's looking green this morning. All the way to the shrub line down near the pond. Got some sun shining through some green leaves, being backlit, looking good. My lawn guys are coming on Thursday to give our lawn its first trim of the season. That doesn't sound good. Crab apples here beside the parking lot, beginning to bush up a little bit. Yeah, there's little flowering buds on it. What about this one? Yeah, flowering buds. It's caught up. Big one in the middle here. Yeah, the little one on the end is blossomed up, looking good. These big trees look kind of sad. There's a few little blossoms here and there on the ends of, way up on the top and out on the ends of some of these lower limbs. The middles are kind of looking sick. Here I am. So many of these dandelions seem to have gone to seed just overnight. Yesterday I didn't see a single white fluff, and now they're everywhere. There's still a lot of yellow. My neighbors will hate me. Well, they probably already hate me. The trim on my house is peeling. I need to get it painted, or I need to bite the bullet and do the siding thing. At any rate, there. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.